A selection of tiny hand tools glistens in the light of the street lamp. These are the final pieces we'll need to render our reverse engineering shop, hidden for now in a vacant ammo closet on the sixth level, fully operational. Once I can get a hold of a few more classified schematics, we can begin undercutting the importers and kick our minuscule operation into full gear. We'll even be able to outfit William's chair with its own shield jacket and an independent comms package, all of our own design. No more relying on the adults or outsiders for our gear. I briefly considered cutting Father in on this action. The notion is dispersed by the echoes of mortar fire reverberating across the river. Try as I might, I know he just couldn't be made to understand. This world we arrived at, crowning from the great vaginal maw of nothingness bequeathed to us by our ancestors, brooks no quarters for the elderly, or for those sad individuals still nostalgic for the unambiguous adversaries of our era's past. Papa would be happier lobbing rounds at the enemy, clawing defiantly as he sinks into his grave, still convinced he is making some sort of falsifiable empirical contribution to his generation's most momentous struggle. What a load of bollocks. Dad has wasted his entire life on this nonsense. I decided it's best to keep my opinions to myself. William tends to get to be sentimental when it comes to family. Speaking of which, the boy has gotten busy, grunting and drooling onto his shirt. All evidence of his brief flash of lucidity is gone, vanished. Might as well have never happened. He's making a mess of his clothing. I snatch up the little bundle of tools before he spoils them. Sometimes you wonder why you even bother. With William, the sentiment is amplified. I suppose I do feel for him. With both of us looking forward to the end of this war. No, really, hear me out. I've grown weary of the grind. I want to be free of William, free of this duty. I worry that the adults have already compromised our security. I can't imagine the green insurgents will ever give up. Do you see what I'm saying? It's frustrating that the family pursues this stagnant vision of religious purity. We can't all be ideologues. Or not of the type my father admires, anyway. We have to be in this to win it. We have to get it in where we fit in. And am I... not include the church. For now, I suppose I'm content to focus on having a smoke and getting rich. I'm convinced it's the only way I'm going to survive.